Hey, Dallas Mavericks, do me a favor and never associate my quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, with a performance like that. Woo! That was ugly last night.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Like, I don't even know how to rationalize this in my mind. Does that count as another L for Mahomes versus Brady? The fact that Tom Brady voiced the Boston Celtics finals preview. And then Patrick Mahomes, they got this guy up out of OTAs. He's busy with football. He's getting ready for the season. And the Dallas Mavericks distract him, pull him away from the team to give them a hype video. And then they roll out that kind of performance on the road in game one of the NBA Finals. 107-89, the Celtics take the lead, the 1-0 series lead in these NBA Finals, in the finals that I am already regretting that we got this pairing. I'll talk about that and more. It's Theo Dorsey, baby. It's Theoretically Speaking. It's episode 42. C-Cats on the ones and twos. We're excited. It's a top five Friday today. We're going to be ranking the top five sports trophies. Also today, we are going to have a rate the hate. Who doesn't love that?
Man, you corny.
Who doesn't love that? And on top of that, we've got the EDS air conditioning and plumbing coolest moment of the week, as well as we're taking you to the house with some Panthers versus Oilers predictions over the weekend. It is exciting. It is a fun Friday, a feel-good Friday, and we start with game one of the NBA Finals from last night. C-Cat, how did you take this one, and where'd you watch Celtics-Mavericks, which was over with about like a quarter and a half into it?
You know, I called in the favors. Girlfriend had a long day at work. She wanted to watch her telenovela, and I said, no, baby, it is NBA Finals game one.
Woo!
And then I got that 30-point butt whooping, making me look like a jackass. It was awful.
So did you make the vet move and turn off in the middle to kind of appease her? That way you buy yourself some time for the rest of the series?
When the Mavericks cut it to eight, they got me hook, line, and sinker, yeah. Man. I thought maybe there's a chance. I don't want to miss history if they come back and win. So I watched it until the final buzzer.
Yep. And I actually watched it at the Duffy Sports Grill, the one on Clematis here in downtown West Palm Beach. It was a great environment. We had a table for six, a nice high top, and of course the 2-for-1 drinks were flowing and flowing and flowing as the Celtics, well, they were going strong. The Celtics led by 29, like you said, at one point in the first half. The Mavericks would close it to eight, but Boston would cruise on to victory by 18 points, the third largest margin of victory in game one of the NBA Finals of the past three decades. And it looked a lot like Jaylen Brown getting timely buckets, big time steals, and making the Celtics look like one of the bigger favorites in NBA Finals in modern history.
Luka and Kyrie are both 3-for-9 to open the finals. They work it around the horn to Brown. His three is good. The ninth triple of the half for the Boston Celtics.
Jaylen Brown picking up right where he left off in the series, Eastern Conference Finals.
Brown the steal, Brown the flush. All Celtics in the first half of game one.
That call courtesy of ESPN on ABC, the NBA Finals game one. Jaylen Brown, 22 points, three steals, three blocks. Six Celtics players in double figures, and it's time for a little overreaction. Not Monday. It's usually overreaction Monday. Overreaction Friday following game one of the NBA Finals. And the first thing I think, and we will be opening up the phone lines here on Theoretically Speaking for your game one overreaction. My first overreaction to this one is, like we've seen all postseason long, Jason Tatum's performance is irrelevant to the success of the Boston Celtics. Tatum in this game, 16 points. He was 6-for-16. And the most shocking, the most derailing, and I would think, I mean, personally, if I'm a Celtics fan and even if I'm a guy that just supports Tatum, the more demoralizing part of all of this was the fact that with 5 minutes left, when the Celtics led by 25, all of the starters are out. On the Mavericks, you got Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving on the bench. For the Celtics, their most pivotal player, it's felt like all postseason long, including in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Jaylen Brown, who won the MVP of the last series, he's on the bench. Kristaps Porzingis, who we're going to get to, by the way, because he was electric in his first game back since April 29th, he's getting some rest. And who's still out there for the Boston Celtics chasing points and probably chasing what he would hope will be a Bill Russell MVP trophy of the finals. It was Jason Tatum. He didn't get to the free throw line until literally about 4 minutes left in the game, and he split those because he finally started getting aggressive, finally started seeking out some shots and trying to get some points and buckets when it was almost over and done. It looked pathetic. And as a guy that is watching as a bystander, not a fan of the Celtics or the Mavericks, I was confused. And what it feels like to me is not only are the Celtics telling us that his performance, his availability doesn't impact the ability to win games down the stretch here in the finals. It's almost a reflection, too, on Tatum. What is the priority for you in these NBA finals if, again, I'm looking at your game log and you played 42 minutes in a game where the result was like only in doubt for maybe about 10? A little confusing on the side of the Boston Celtics. What's your game one overreaction? Mine is Tatum's performance is somewhat irrelevant to the success of the Boston Celtics. He wasn't anywhere near the leading scorer in this one. Kristaps Porzingis poured in 20 in just 21 minutes. Jaylen Brown led the way, and even Derek White had a good 15 points for that Celtics lineup that just has so many guys, so many players to throw at Kyrie and Luka to match them. The Boston Celtics now 5-0 in games where Jason Tatum has shot below 40% in these playoffs. Again, some of that could be coincidence. Also, some of that is the fact that the Celtics just haven't really lost that much in these playoffs. But also, watching it last night, it seemed like they have such a good core, such a good supporting cast that they can win and prevail even without their quote-unquote superstar playing good basketball. What's your game one of the NBA Finals overreaction? 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776, as the Boston Celtics take a 1-0 lead back to TD Garden, trying to take a commanding 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals against those Dallas Mavericks. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Your game one overreaction to the NBA Finals as Jason Tatum's Boston Celtics go on to win this one. On the other side, Luka Doncic, 30 points, just one assist, and just six assist opportunities. The Dallas Mavericks, if they are going to win a game, they're going to need a better performance from him, and more specifically, his backcourt running mate, who all last series we heard Stan Van Gundy professing at every opportunity about how this is the most skilled, most gifted, most talented backcourt in NBA history. And then we see what happens with Kyrie Irving. A lot of that was the biggest storyline coming into this one, Celtics-Mavericks. Kyrie Irving supposed to be that guy, mm-hmm. C-Cat. Well, I was about halfway through my two-for-one, my second two-for-one at Duffy Sports Grill last night. As we were watching, and again, if you don't have a good place to watch these games right now, both in hockey and in the NBA, why not? I suggest to you Duffy Sports Grill. I'm sitting there at my six-seater high top table. I'm halfway into my second 2-for-1 drink, and one of my friends, it was funny, when I was ordering my 2-for-1 drinks, I tell y'all all the time, it's 2-for-1 all day, every day, and it's any drink. I ordered the spicy margarita off the Duffy's MVP menu.
Good order.
My buddy was like, yo, I want a, you know, whiskey Coke. But he was like, but I want the 2-for-1 special. And the waitress is like, dude, all drinks are 2-for-1.
Where do you think you are, dude?
He thought if he got the whiskey Coke, it would just be a solo and he'd have to pay for it twice. No, man. You don't have to wait on a happy hour at Duffy Sports Grill. Not only is there 80 TVs all over the place, so our high top, we can watch the game from here, from there. There were other games going on as well. But also, those 2-for-1 drinks, they keep on a-coming. And when I was about halfway done with the second one, I realized the game was about over with. And I was like, yo, how about some more starters? How about we get some more food on this table before we keep this party going? Because the game isn't much entertainment. How about we get some good foods? And that's the great thing about Duffy's as well. Award-winning burgers, award-winning wings, And my favorite appetizer now, the starters on their menu, I used to go with the amazing mozzarella sticks. Now it's the firecracker shrimp. They can't miss. Especially as soon as they come out, they're very warm. And they got like a sweet tang to them. Nice crunch. Firecracker shrimp. Might I add that to the list of that you got to check out when you go to Duffy's Sports Grill. DuffysMVP.com at Duffy's. Our game is always on. The Celtics lead the Mavericks 1-0 in the NBA Finals. No matter how much you win by, it only counts for one win in that game. The Mavericks are going to look to respond. I always say in an NBA playoff series, it's not about game one. You don't judge a series off of game one. You judge the counterpunch in game two. So I'll be very curious to see how Jason Kidd and the Mavericks draw it up. And if they're going to find a way to beat the Celtics, they're going to have to find an answer for Kristaps Porzingis. I talked about him earlier, but we've got to give Kristaps Porzingis, our EDS air conditioning and plumbing, coolest moment of the week because he hadn't played basketball since April 29th, a right calf strain, and he was just what the doctor ordered for the Boston Celtics. Here he is for the EDS air conditioning and plumbing, coolest moment of the week.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
Internet problems.
Okay, we weren't able to play the sounder, but what I can tell you is Kristaps Porzingis in 21 minutes, he had 20 points, 18 of them in the first half, 6 rebounds and 3 blocks, and here it is. The sounds of Kristaps Porzingis getting that TD Garden crowd roaring as he made play after play after play, making this game out of reach.
Irving blocked by Porzingis. He's doing it all. Tatum gets past Irving. Stripped and stolen by Irving. Here comes Josh Green. One man to beat, but it's a 7 footer. Who blocks it again?
Courtesy of the NBA on ESPN, actually on ABC, and that was Kristaps Porzingis just being a wrecking ball. I mean, when it came to rim defense as well as spacing the floor, he showed why he's such a pivotal part of that Celtics green machine. Well, we have a packed day, as I told you before, and when we come back here, we're ranking the top sports trophies. We're ranking sports trophies here. I mean, we got the Stanley Cup coming up right now, right? The Larry O'Brien, and of course, everybody loves the Lombardi. Where do they all stack on my top five? I'll tell you next. It's a Top 5 Friday on Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I really do feel bad for Jason Tatum, man. Even in a win, I mean, you could tell he wanted to have a better performance in the NBA Finals. He had waited after last year getting bounced in Game 7 to the Heat. That injury, right? And then the year before that, he was in the finals up 2-1 and the Celtics lose. This time he's wearing the Kobe pregame outfit. I mean, the guy is super duper locked in. He's leaning in on all of the things that some people call corny, but Jason Tatum loves. And he gets there to the stage and that Mavericks defense, they focused in on him. And he just, the box score wasn't what he wanted. And there he was heaving up shots and attacking the rim, putting pressure on the game, acting aggressive when the results were already in order. Just bad. But it's good for the Celtics. They get the win. That's what matters most. What matters even more than just a win in the NBA Finals, if you're a Celtics fan today, would be if you're a Celtics fan out here in South Florida and you know how hot it gets and how hot it was today before we got that rain to kind of wash the heat away. If you are locked in with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, because they are the ones that are a train comfort specialist, and it's hard to stop a train. I just got my AC revamped, totally rejuvenated. Fresh new system here for the summer, and good thing I did because it's just in time. You don't want to find yourself in a situation where your AC busts out on you and then you're left up for grabs. You're trying to call up an AC company, and they're probably going to put you in some long queue, some line. It's going to take forever to get an appointment out the way. No, no, no. Don't do that. EDS is yes. EDSAirConditioning.com. They're a train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. They're not going to put in some junk AC unit that you're going to need to get pulled back out 2 years later or repair after repair after repair. They go with quality because because they've been doing this since 2006. Family owned and operated. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSAirConditioning.com. Stay cool. Stay cool. It's the Top 5 Friday tomorrow night. Of course, we got the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. That's going to be fun. We're going to be out there actually kicking it, doing a live, a preview show. We're taking, theoretically speaking, on the road, CK.
Oh, yeah. Working 6 days a week. We're grinders.
Yeah, yeah. That's because we love to do so. We'll give you more information on that soon. But first, it is a Top 5 Friday. And as the Panthers chase that coveted Lord Stanley Cup, well, I rank the top five sports trophies in all of sports. I'm not talking about just American major professional sports. I'm talking all of sports trophies. It's a Top 5 Friday on Theoretically Speaking.
Top 5, no debating.
Top 5, top 5, top 5.
This Top 5 Friday brought to you by Discover the Palm Beaches. We'll tell you more about hashtag love the Palm Beaches in a sec here. Let's get started with the list, though. The top 5 sports trophies.
Number 5.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy in the NFL. And this felt a little low when I was trying to get my trophies together here. But I got to be honest with you. It's a little overrated. I'm a little oversaturated to it. Maybe it's because I'm a Chiefs fan and, you know, we've won 3 in the past, like, 6 years. But also because there's not a lot of complexity to it. Just like a little football on a stand.
The name's bigger than the trophy.
It is. It literally is. It's not a defining trophy outside of you being an NFL fan and it being pushed in your face all the time. It just, again, it leaves much to be desired.
Number 4.
So Vince Lombardi Trophy, number 5, a little bit more maybe recognizable, but this one, the Claret Jug from the British Open, I love it. And specifically because not only the design, how unique it is, the Claret Jug, also you can drink out of it. And when you can use functionality with your trophy, it's distinct, it's unique, it's kind of pristine. You can hang it up there. It looks like an antique almost, and you can drink out of it. And I didn't even know this about that jug. They have to pass it on to the next winner every year.
Wow.
Major brownie points for them. The Claret Jug at number 4.
Number 3.
Number 3, the Larry O'Brien Trophy in the NBA.
Crazy.
And this is going to – this is, well, first of all, how is that crazy?
Ugly trophy.
The Larry O'B, the basketball, the golden ball.
Yeah.
Kind of about to roll into the basketball net, which that the trophy post is. It's all symbolic of the game.
Not my top 25.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Larry O'Brien trophy, and I think here's what elevates that trophy even more so. It's the iconic pictures that you associate with it. You think about the Michael Jordan picture. You know, you think about really the Kobe Bryant picture is the one that tops all. When he won the finals and he's hugged up with it. And I am resenting, like the rest of you, the fact that we know Jason Tatum is going to replicate that if the Celtics beat the Mavericks. I don't want to see it. He's going to lean in on that. That's his mentor. All respects to the dead and Kobe Bryant. So I don't want to disrespect anybody, but I'm not looking forward to Jason Tatum repeating that. But the Larry O'Brien trophy, definitely number 3 on my list.
Number 2.
At number 2, some people aren't going to like this. It's the Stanley Cup. And everybody has the Stanley Cup number 1, and I'm starting to think it's starting to get a little bit overrated. I do love the fact that you get your name stetched on the Stanley Cup. And they're saying that this is what, the Evan Bowl, because both the Oilers and the Panthers have an Evan, and it'll be the first time Evan gets put on the cup. But to me, it's a little overrated. I actually saw it in person for All-Star Weekend last year when the Florida Panthers had their, you know, they hosted All-Star Weekend. They brought the Stanley Cup out there. I did touch it. I don't know if that was bad luck for the Panthers or not, but I did touch it. And I'll just have to say it was a little underwhelming. You can drink out of it. That's fun. That's cool. There's some cool stories that go along with the Stanley Cup. But as great as it is, as memorable as it is, it's not as nice or iconic as number 1.
Number 1.
The Heisman Trophy. And it feels sacrilegious to pick a trophy that is for an individual award over a bunch of team trophies, trophies that you win together, even though I would say the Claret Jug is obviously in golf. It's an individual sport. But the Heisman Trophy is so iconic, it comes with a pose. It is one of the more specific trophies as well. If I just showed you the Stanley Cup, if I showed my wife the Stanley Cup, she wouldn't know that's hockey. If I showed my wife the Vince Lombardi trophy, she'd get it's a football because there's a football on it. But the Heisman trophy with a football player with the pose, I reminisce and get nostalgic of the days when guys are having that Heisman season and they want to let you know about it. So they strike the pose after scoring a touchdown. Like, it is the singularly most iconic trophy in sports. It's one of the most regarded, highest regarded trophies in sports. And also, I am elated that Reggie Bush was reunited with his. So number one on a top five Friday of the top sports trophies is the Heisman Trophy. How we do there, CK?
You did really bad. Because the reality of the situation is the best trophies in sports, they almost exclusively come from college football. Rooted in tradition. I got three in front of me right now that would knock off the Claret Jug and knock off Larry O'Brien. It would knock off the Vince Lombardi. Let's go to Minnesota, Iowa. Yeah, not an exciting football game whatsoever. What's exciting is the trophy they're playing for called the Floyd of Rosedale. You got this mounted trophy, whatever. The Floyd of Rosedale is a pig. It's a pig statue on a trophy.
You're a Big Ten guy. Is this Big Ten, like, favoritism here?
I haven't even gotten to Paul Bunyan's axe. The Minnesota-Wisconsin rivalry, they play for the Paul Bunyan's axe. When you can wield a trophy like a weapon, are you kidding me? Paul Bunyan's axe has got to be in your top five. And one you're well aware of, the coach's trophy back in the BCS days in college football. That crystal football, man.
So I hesitated. I wanted to give, because that was actually, to me, that would take almost number one, the crystal football. Especially with how gentle it is, how expensive it looks, how fancy it feels. Like, that's a trophy where you don't have to ask your wife if you can put that up on decoration.
It feels larger than life. It feels like if there was a cartoon about college football, that would be the fake trophy that is so crown jewel.
They should bring it back.
Why not?
Or something similar to it. Hey, that's my one pick. If you want to fix college football, I know everybody's looking at trying to fight against the transfer portal or NIL or players getting paid and becoming actual employees. I think it would fix everything. You just brought back the crystal ball. The big crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't somebody drop it and break it on the stage one year?
I forget. Yeah. That sounds about right. It looks delicate.
I'm pretty sure somebody did drop it and break it before. But no, like, I mean, again, an all sports trophy's got to feel good. I'll end it on this, though. If you ever come through with the Paul Bryant's axe.
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan's axe. Yeah, I know about Paul Bunyan, the big dude. He chopped down trees, whatever. And whatever. What was the other one? Iowa, Minnesota?
Floyd of Rosedale.
Get the hell out of here, man. They can't be the top trophies if nobody's ever really heard of them outside of Iowa or Minnesota. Top 5 Fridays brought to you by Discover the Palm Beach. It's time to share the love with hashtag Love the Palm Beaches. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen and lock in because you could win some free prizes that are really cool just by sharing a post and hashtagging it. Nobody knows Palm Beach better than its residents, and it's time to show what we're all about. Whether it's your secret hangout spot, a specific field you played sports at, or a dish at your favorite restaurant, make sure you share it. This summer, explore your own backyard, invite your friends and loved ones to share what you love most about our home. Every visit to the Palm Beaches supports our shops, our restaurants, and our attractions. Hey, let me get through this, Drake. Let me get through this. He's always intruding. All summer long, Discover the Palm Beaches will be giving away monthly prizes to residents who invite loved ones by using hashtag Love the Palm Beaches. Again, take a picture at your favorite spot, hashtag it Love the Palm Beaches on social media, and fill out a form at lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. And from vacations to dining cards and everything all in between, you can win special prizes courtesy of Discover the Palm Beaches. Hashtag Love the Palm Beaches. Looking forward to seeing some of those pictures up on Instagram and Twitter. And I guess TikTok could work as well.
Sure.
TikTok, anywhere you post your pictures, Facebook, just hashtag it. Love the Palm Beaches. What a fun top five Fridays. I did not expect your Big Ten. And we don't get a lot of this out here. There's not a lot of Big Ten nation in the area like that. I didn't expect your Big Ten favoritism to play into the top five, but maybe I should have expected.
I mean, Michigan and Minnesota, little brown jug. Are you kidding me? It gets better and better with every of those little rivalries.
I'm all the way over it. What I will say is, though, you're right. College football has a lot of fun rivalries. And what I'm most looking forward to is the fact that college football is coming back on EA Sports, the video game coming back, NCAA football, because that's when a lot of us really got acclimated to those little weird specific trophies,
right?
Those rivalry games. very fun. You got to travel far to get to those rivalry games. You got to travel far if you're going back and forth between the Stanley Cup final locations, Edmonton and Sunrise, Florida. And you know how we kick it. You know how we travel on Theoretically Speaking. We do the get around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round and round. I get around.
Today, the get around is brought to you by Kaiser University's flagship campus. But our first stop.
Next stop. We're in Arlington. Yeehaw. The Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight has been rescheduled for November 15th at AT&T Stadium following Tyson's health scares.
Yeah, Tyson, who's about to turn 58, had the stomach ulcers flare up that's stopping him from training, right? Now he's not going to be able to jump in and fight so soon. What I'm looking most forward to is the fact that they're moving this to November 15th. That's actually a Friday at Jerry World, but it's 3 days before Texans Cowboys on Monday Night Football, a week 11 game. I think I'm heavier on anticipation for CJ Stroud versus Micah Parsons on that Monday night than I am for Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, and partially because Dean Thomas told us this fight ain't really gonna happen. They're BSing us. Which one are you more looking forward to? Cowboys Texans Monday Night Football week 11 or this supposed Tyson Jake Paul fight?
I'm a sucker for a Jake Paul fight.
Really?
I hate the guy so much that I always want to watch him lose, and he really hasn't yet. So, yeah, I'll be watching that more intently.
If you're waiting on him to lose, yeah. I wouldn't expect a 58-year-old Mike Tyson with stomach ulcers to do it.
Next stop. Right here in Miami, Mike McDaniel announces that he is inspiring the Dolphins to break the most miserable streak in professional sports. Take a listen.
The offseason, you know, you're trying to have staff meetings at different times during the day, and I had every staff meeting I put like at 7:24 or 3:24 or 5:24, like the number 24. Okay, to you guys it means nothing. That's how many years it's been since the organization's won a playoff game. We are going to hear about that come playoff time. You think? So, to me, you do that to empower guys to know what's coming, to understand it, to not run from it, because if you're going to achieve success where people are predicting failure, you're going to have to go above and beyond.
This, to me, is not going to be beneficial to the Miami Dolphins. Reminding players and staff of how miserable it's been for the Dolphins. They literally have not won a playoff game since 2000. It's the longest active streak in pro football. They've lost six straight playoff games since. And more specifically, maybe you need to hang this post-it note up on your door, Mike McDaniel. The Dolphins are 4-10 in December in two seasons under Mike McDaniel, including two playoff losses. 4-10. That's not going to get it done, and that's also not going to line up with them trying to get home games in the playoffs so they can win one. I feel bad for the Dolphins. I specifically feel bad for Mike McDaniel, and that's your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care off-season football report brought to you by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. And that was the get around here on Theoretically Speaking.
We're not done yet.
We got another stop?
Yeah, we're stopping close to home.
A bonus stop on the get around.
Next stop. And down the road from us in Delray Beach, where we're going to be at Tin Roof tomorrow night.
That's right. Tin Roof in Delray Beach tomorrow night. Mark your calendars. It's previewing game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. This is going to be a ball. From 6:30 to 7:30, it's myself and C-Cat taking Theoretically Speaking on the road. There's going to be Telemore Dew drink specials, a dew and a brew. I mean, how's that sound to you, C-Cat, a dew and a brew?
I mean, at 7:31, once we get off the air and are legally allowed to drink alcohol, watch out, Telemore Dew.
Yeah.
Watch out.
We coming for you. All the drink specials you got. So pull up on us again to Tin Roof in Delray Beach tomorrow night, 6:30. Little on the growl action. Talking Cats ahead of the Stanley Cup final. Their third all-time appearance, second in a row. And they're looking for their first ever Lord Stanley Cup, which, again, is the second best trophy in all of sports.
Yeah, our show's 6:30 to 7:30. You got to stick around for the entire game.
Yeah, you got to.
Because the game, puck drop, 8:30. It's a fun night in Delray Beach.
It's going to be a great night in Delray Beach. You got to stick around with us. Enjoy the fun. We're talking puck. We're talking puck. And we're also pulling for Matthew Tkachuk. Wow. I don't know if you've realized it, man. But we actually had a long and lengthy week full of hate, just full of miserable takes, full of people trying to degrade each other. We're trying to stay positive here on Theoretically Speaking. We want to give you good vibes and have a good time. But there was a lot of hate in the air. So I think it's time we rate the hate.
Oh, man. Hate. Man, you corny.
Rate the hate today on a Friday. Can this be brought to the good folks by Kaiser, or are we pushing that back?
We're taking a break first. We're taking a break.
We got to wait till after the break to rate the hate?
I know, we do.
Well, you know what? There's some Charles Barkley speaking in here, him showing us just how much leverage he has in the sports media game because he's willing to take anybody on. The latest on what Barkley had to say, and we rate the hate on Theoretically Speaking. We return.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
That's right, we stream live on YouTube every weekday, 5 o'clock. Tap in. I'm looking in the YouTube chat right now. I see Kari said, you're a Panthers fan. It's got to be a mistake.
Mm.
It's got to be an accident. See where I'm going here, right? Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall. Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they will fight for you. Maybe I need to call them up for them to fight on my behalf as a Chiefs fan. Let them know where I stand. They don't get paid unless you do, and they're going to fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Don't just settle for any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Not going to have it with y'all today. I do appreciate y'all tapping in on YouTube. Like, subscribe, check a video or two out at Theo Speaking on YouTube. That's not the only way you can watch the show. Also tell your smart speaker, play ESPN 106.3 or tap in with us on ESPN 106.3 FM. But yeah, C-Cat, I'm not going to have any more. I mean, I'll know I've made it when I can finally weed out all the people in my life who are trying to throw hate on me by trying to remind me of my past Panthers fandom. It's just sick.
Mm.
It is.
I feel like 15 years from now, your Instagram like comments are going to be flooded with not a real fan, not a real fan, not a real fan.
When you've got, I'm okay with that.
Like hundreds to 200,000 followers, and they're not let you forget.
They'll never let me forget, but you know what? On Sunday nights, when I go to sleep with a win in my back pocket and Super Bowl hopes alive with the Kansas City Chiefs, I sleep perfectly fine. You probably woke up on the wrong side of the bed if you were hating as much
as some of the folks were doing this week.
We give to you, man, you corny. On a Friday on Theoretically Speaking, we give you Rate the Hate. We scoured all over the internet. We were watching all of the broadcasts. We were checking people out, and we were weeding out all of the negative stuff y'all had to say. Like we always do, we rate each hate based on how hard it is, and then the winner of it all gets the Silky Johnson Player Hater of the Day. And this one today, I'm going to give you a hint, goes to a group of people, not just one. Let's start off with Charles Barkley on a podcast admitting that he turned off NBA Finals coverage from Game 1.
For them to spend the first hour talking about what if Danny Hurley goes to the Lakers, I was so pissed yesterday. I had to turn my TV off. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, this is how stupid they are. I'm like, what? Y'all got the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals. And y'all talk about a team that's irrelevant. And I'm like, that whoever's doing that program and got to be the stupidest, most bonehead people in the world. I'm like, Oh, if he goes, we'll talk about it. But to just go on there and blow air for an hour and then say, oh, by the way, we got game one of the finals coming up tonight. I was like, who in the hell is running their programming over there?
I'll admit, I thought he called him bald-headed. I thought he called him bald-headed, C-Cat. That's why I put this in the rate to hate, because I'm like, if a bald-headed dude is talking to a bald-headed dude and criticizes and hates on somebody by calling him bald-headed without even seeing him, that's just purified hate.
That's like the meme of like one homeless dude calling another homeless dude broke.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like for a second there. Like,
my boy. You know, well,
look in the mirror.
What are we doing? But he did say boneheaded, and still, with Charles Barkley involved, this is actually kind of mild. This is a mild amount of hate.
Oh, man. Hey.
Let's see.
You corny.
I'll give that a 5. Well, really, it's a 4. Coming out of Chuck's mouth, he said way worse things. He's like that uncle that shoots from the hip at the barbecue that's like 8 drinks in.
Yeah.
So for him to say that, not that crazy, but do you think he really turned off the NBA Finals coverage because he was so sick of Hurley to the Lakers talk? Like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I almost don't believe him.
Right.
I think he's exaggerating for the show.
Capper. And whenever you're capping, that's going to get you an entry in. So rate the hate. Charles Barkley gets a 5. What will Steven Jackson get, who was on Gojo and Golic? Steven Jackson, who he was just asked a simple question, the whole NFL versus NBA debate, and he took out time out of his day to pour some hate.
Austin Rivers came out a while ago and talked about more NBA players could play in the NFL than NFL in the NBA. If you could have been a pro in another sport, which one could you have been a pro in?
I just don't want to be in no conversation with Austin Rivers' names involved. Like, why is his name even involved? Like, I don't want to be, I don't even want to answer a question with his name is phrased in it. Austin Rivers is somebody not relevant nowhere.
Oh, man. Hey. Man, you corny.
Steven Jackson meant that from the bottom of his soul. He hates Austin Rivers. He hate Austin Rivers like Kendrick told us he hate Drake. Like, it's something deep-rooted and serious. And coming from two role players, I don't know if Steven Jackson has the credibility, the NBA career, to be telling Austin Rivers, who's doing something similar to him, you finish up your playing career, you hop behind the mic and you spill some takes out. I don't know if he has the right to be saying Austin Rivers is irrelevant.
That's what rackets up the hate.
Yeah.
Because it comes from somewhere within. He wasn't teed up to say something like you'll see in interviews where the guys really kind of wants an explosive audio bite. No, they were just asking about the NFL versus NBA talk. And he took just an RPG and just fired it Rivers' way.
And Rivers, he responded, but it didn't block out the fact that that was just some unmitigated hate. I give that one, because it was unsolicited, an 8 out of 10.
It's a strong number. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, it almost got a 9. It almost would have won, but it took a group of people to win Rate the Hate today, and you should be able to assume which group I'm talking about because we're following a game, one of the NBA Finals, where the Celtics won 107-89 over the Mavericks. It was a blowout. It was not close, but of course, this game, the storyline ahead of it was all about Kyrie Irving returning to TD Garden, Boston, where he left a sour mark on Celtics fans. Last time we saw him there, he stumped out Lucky. Not the last time, but the last time before he's won. Now Kyrie Irving is 0-11 since stumping out Lucky on midcourt of the parquet. And here, oh, I guess we don't have sound of it. I was keying off a sound.
Paint the picture,
my friend. I'll just paint the picture. Literally, fans, Boston Celtics fans had a blow-up doll.
An inappropriate one.
We would assume was a blow-up doll that people use for other purposes. But what were they doing with this blow-up doll? Well, they strapped a picture of Kyrie Irving's face to it.
Huh?
They put a actual, it looked like an authentic Kyrie Irving number 11 Celtics jersey on it.
Huh?
They carried it into TD Garden. And following the Celtics win.
Okay, I'm listening.
You want to know what they did with this blow-up doll?
What did they do?
Well, they stumped it out.
Okay.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
It could have been. And who's to say what they did off the camera to this blow-up doll, which, again, the intentions, the purpose of that blow-up doll is for a different level of satisfaction.
I hope the guy who bought it, like, on Amazon, like, isn't married. How do you explain that purchase? Shared account.
Well, it looked like they were younger, like high teenagers, like maybe 18, 19-year-old. To which I would also say, if you take that much time out of your day, like, shouldn't you be playing video games or studying for the SAT or something? You take that much time out of your day to not just order a blow-up doll, but then do the arts and crafts project to put Kyrie's face on it, then bring it out in public proud.
Yeah.
And finish it off with stuffing this dude out. The Celtics fans are literally some of the weirdest, most hate-filled fans.
Oh man, hate
that I have ever witnessed. That's part of the reason why I'm so against Cleveland and Boston sports. I actively root against both. Because both of the fan bases tick me off a bit. They took it way too far with this blow-up doll thing. And also, for Celtics fans, I mean, they won the game. But is it really a win when you spend all that money on something and stump it out? Just weird energy. And they get the Silky Johnson Play a Hater of the Day Award. Now, Celtics fans are nowhere to be found here in South Florida. They're not here at the offices, so they're not here to accept their award. On behalf of Celtics fans, we bring in Silky Johnson himself.
I'd like to thank God Almighty for giving everybody so much and me so little.
Classic.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
And that's kind of true with Celtics fans. I mean, they've had so much. 17 titles. They're likely Patriots fans as well. 6 championships in football. The Boston Bruins win a lot. You've had enough. Stop hating so much. Rate the Hate, brought to you by the flagship campus of Kaiser University. Nothing to hate there, everything to love, because Kaiser, kind of like Beantown, sadly, packed with champions. Banners on banners on banners at the flagship campus of Kaiser University in West Palm Beach. They have won now 22 national championships in their history, including back-to-back natties in men's lacrosse. They got 3 straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles, and the football squad. Well, they're the reigning NAIA champions in the nation, dropping that red banner. KU's captured dozens of regular season and conference titles as well, and a Learfield Cup trophy. If you want the latest on Kaiser Seahawks, KUSeahawks.com. The Kaiser Seahawks Athletics, defending the beach with the best of them. What a nice Friday. A little Rate the Hate. A little Rate the Hate action. Only thing better than Rate the Hate and the Get Around and all the fun stuff we did today, a Top 5 Friday, which you can watch back on our YouTube page at Theo Speaking, is when we take it to the house. That's right, we're bringing it back. Last week we did take it to the house. I told you the Panthers would win Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. C-Cat, hot that workout. All right, all right, all right. We take it to the house again with some Panthers-Oilers talk. It's Theoretically Speaking. Lock in.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
So much love, baby. So much love heading into the weekend. Of course, we love it when you can get some of that Rate the Hate stuff out there. We're weeding out the hate, but so much love as we enter in the back end of a Friday evening. It's kind of gloom and doom here in Palm Beach County because the storms that pass through. But looking forward to a sensational weekend, and that includes Game 2 of the NBA Finals. But more importantly, that includes Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. We rated the top 5 sports trophies in sports. I have the Stanley Cup. Lord Stanley Cup is number 2. Well, the Florida Panthers are going to be chasing their first ever Stanley Cup, and that starts tomorrow night, 8 p.m. scheduled for the first puck drop. Not the first puck drop, the puck drop of that game. As you can tell, I don't talk puck a lot, but when I do, it's about those cardiac cat Panthers. They're the favorites to win the series. It's the 3rd time in the Stanley Cup Final. They're going up against the Edmonton Oilers, and that's going to be tomorrow night, sunrise in Amerant Bank Arena. C-Cat, last time I did this, last time we took it to the house, I predicted a Panthers win. Mm-hmm. So this time, as again, on most days, we just take you home. But going into the weekend, we have to take it to the house. I give you Panthers, Oilers predictions going into the weekend.
Gotta take it to the house.
Now, before I get into taking it to the house and giving you what you can take to the crib this weekend and bank on it, I got to tell y'all about the house, the actual house. You've heard of the park. That's where they played the match at. They got the beautiful 18-hole golf course. The house is the restaurant at the park. And when I tell you this thing right there is a hidden jewel in Palm Beach County, you got to tell somebody about it. You got to pull up yourself. First and foremost, the cuisine there is spectacular. It's second to none out here because there's such a variety, right? Like It calls itself Coastal American Food. It's really a place that you can go or send people to if you want some seafood. And the best part is the ambiance. You get there, you order up something like I had, the lobster corn dog or the lobster club sandwich. It's beautifully put. Had some bacon, some avocado on it. Nice feel and flavor. But on top of that, you're sitting there and literally at the house, you're looking out and you see the beautiful greens of that golf course. And the best part of it all, at the house, when you wrap up your meal, a new special going on, and you can tell them I sent you. When you wrap up your meal at the house and you order an entree, everybody that orders an entree gets a free run, a free round at the Lit Nine on the park. That's nine holes, a par three course. CCAT.
That's insane.
It don't get much better than that. You get a full stomach with some good food and a free round of golf.
Like, it's a win-win. Who's, like, how is this happening?
You cannot lose in that scenario. The house, West Palm Beach. Check out the house and take it to the house this weekend. They're open Thursday through Sunday, and they have some specials for you, including brunch. A good place to be. So, for Panthers and Oilers, game one tomorrow night, how about you take this to the house? Last time I said just the Panthers win. I'm going to take it one step further because I got faith in these cardiac cats. I'm going Panthers win in game one plus a Matthew Tkachuk goal. He scored or assisted in all three of the series openers for the Panthers this playoffs. He also has a bit to prove. Matthew Tkachuk, a star in his own right, going up against Connor McDavid. I think he's going to try to be a tone setter once again for the Panthers, who are favored in this series. And also, let's not forget Tkachuk, tight friends with Jason Tatum. They went to school together early days. Tatum had a poor game one performance. Tkachuk going to make up for it. So take it to the house. Matthew Tkachuk scores. The Panthers win. And Sunrise is going to be lit on Saturday night.
That's a good one, man.
That's right. And make sure you take it to the house this weekend as well. When you go up there, make some reservations. And also, you earn yourself a free visit to the Lit Nine Par Course, which is very fun. Take it to the house this weekend, good people. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're going to have our Panthers pregame special tomorrow on the growl, 6:30. So come and hang out with us and tap in. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy.